commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Tuesday edition. Going to the phones next at 844-967-2789. Evan, lightly screening them. We're taking them right now. Start with Jeannie from Eau Claire. Jeannie, welcome. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Jeannie.
I'm hanging in there. Something new every goddamn day, you know? and it's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats to toot their own horns or you know, to call out. It's up to all of us to scream it to the rooftops, you know? Are we ready to rid our country of all this sickness and insanity and violence and perversion and deception? Are we ready to kick out all the people with all the BS that they're throwing out, garbage and sickness into our societies? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, churches, concerts, restaurants? Are we sick of people who say it's okay to carry military rifles around in parades and other places that we go? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy and labor, the sick sons of gun? Are we sick of these ill, sick people pushing their agenda on our country, making it sicker than ever, dividing us, lying about pandemics? When is enough that we're going to vote those sick group of people out? Are we sick of the fascists? Are we sick of people going after our neighbors? Are we sick of people going after the people that work at our elections and call them cheaters or go after people who are innocent? It is just nuts. So everybody better get on their behavior and to fight back, because, you know, I'm beginning to lose hope in people who are well fighting back. It's ludicrous. It is. And it's not about, you know, oh, the Democrats haven't done anything. You know, the guy that calls up just drives me nuts. CJ. I mean, CJ is an idiot. And I'm sorry, CJ, but you are. You know, to come out, oh, the Democrats didn't do this, they didn't do that. Well, what in the devil have the Republicans done except damage our country to the max? So anyway, I'm on a roll today too, guys.
Yes, Jeannie,
how do you want to see Democrats act? Because I think we're all sick of the polarity of our politics. You're sick of it, I'm sick of it. But it's hard to bridge gaps. It's hard to bring the nation back together if one side's still fighting the civil war, if you know what I'm saying. One side's not going to relent just because we run out nice candidates and seek middle ground. So, Jeannie, using the Waldman analogy, you just laid out, sister, a litany. I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. That was wonderful. If that could be expressed just as passionately by people listening to your voice as by you, Jeannie, and I guess in some small way, I just hope talk radio keeps you engaged and helps, and I hate to use the term, but I love the movie, turns us into minions. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where we're all out there preaching it. We're preaching it, in Dom's case, at the bar, you know, perhaps in someone else's case at church or at the workplace or whatever the case may be. But Jeannie, these issues are so very important to each and every one of us. And I think we, the American people, we Wisconsinites, we have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable of making these messages loud and clear. If we leave it to them, we're going to live in a fascist society. So let's not wait for them, Jeannie. You keep it up, sister. That was wonderful.
Well, thanks, guys. I have to say it like it is because I'm studying it all the time and I'm paying attention and I'm watching live. And so when people who watch Fox News, it's like, get real. But, you know, they're working. They're doing a lot of different things. But they have to start trusting us who are fighting and trying to tell them, wake up, folks, because you're not going to have a chance once this gets rolling. And if they ever get that constitutional Congress type thing that they were pushing, it's over. So I don't want to be gloom and doom, but we can do something about it. And I believe it in my heart. And I believe you've got such great listeners. And you guys do such a great job that I think it can get done. I really do, because you guys are fantastic. And keep up the great work.
You know what Scott Walker said one time? The only positive takeaway I ever took from that miserable bastard of a governor. He said one time, you know why I preach to the choir? Because I want him to sing. Well, Jeannie, that was some beautiful music. You were doing some excellent singing there, sister. Keep it up. Bye. Sing it everywhere. 844.
I think they're idiots.
Yeah, I always thought that of you, Scott Wanker. 844-967-2789. Back to the phones. Don from Madison, you're next.
Hello, Don.
You know, hi. I hear people, the talking heads all the time, talking about polls. So, you know, 80% of Americans want abortion legal. 70% of Americans were against Roe versus Wade. You know, 67% of Wisconsinites are for abortion and all this other stuff. But I have to say that I'm not sure how that can be true if the majority of Wisconsinites are for abortion or to keep it legal when they keep voting Republicans in again and again and again. And we don't.
But they never thought it would come to this, Don. They never thought it would come to the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. And Hillary Clinton can say, I told you so, but not much we can do about it, even with 2020 hindsight.
My point is that we don't have anybody out there on the message. We don't have anybody out there closing the sale and saying, you know what? We have a Democratic governor. We have a Democratic lieutenant governor. We have a Democratic attorney general. We have a Democratic secretary of state. Why are we led by Republicans in our legislature? It's because they're cheating. We don't have anybody up on the highest level out there putting our message out there day after day after day after day. We just don't have that, and that's our biggest weakness. And that's why I always called Evers, Governor McFly. He's the guy getting hit on the back of the head all the time by the bully, and he's not willing to stand up. How do we get a voice out there? How do we get somebody out there to lead our charge? I can stand on the phone. I can go door to door. I can do all that. But it's not as good as having a governor call a press conference or say, I'm going to shut the government down until I get my appointees through this Republican legislator. You have to make it personal. Jeannie's right. Jeannie is every person who pays attention out there, but we've got to get everybody else involved. And I've been saying we got to burn the house down sometimes before you realize you had a pretty nice house out there. We're approaching that stage here in this Wisconsin.
Yeah, but let's not get out the gasoline quite yet, Don. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
did you hear?
Gasoline's already been thrown. Someone's going to throw the match. The gasoline's been thrown. Republicans have been throwing gasoline at us for a long time. We've just been running from the fumes. It's time to fight, and I just don't know how to fight. I wish I had a national microphone I could go and say, it's time to fight. We got to fight back somehow, some way, and we've got to come together. But we need that leader, that organizer, that charismatic person who can bring us all together. Because, that stupid saying, and I've hated it forever, is that the Democrats are like herding cats. Well, it's so true, but we can't get behind one person. We got to find that one person. I would love for Mandela Barnes to be our dogfighter out there, kicking the Republicans in the nuts all the time, but we just don't have that. And I hate listening to Democrats give that mumbo jumbo, oh, my good friend, or, we can't do that. Instead of saying that the reason abortion is illegal is because of Republicans. And the reason that Republicans did it is because you keep voting for them. Stop it.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off.
Don, well done, sir.
I mean, Don's trying to surpass Jeannie in the Hall of Fame voting. That was well said, Don. And you are wrong if you think that it would not matter if you were having that very same conversation at the bar on Friday night. I think it does matter. I think it's more powerful when it comes from the individual. But in lieu of, going to each and every one of your houses to fight with your cousin Louie over Thanksgiving, this is the best we have to offer you. And we're going to throw ourselves at it. Now, I can't give you a national microphone either. But I can tell you, we are going to have an impact here in the state of Wisconsin. It is my life's mission to have an impact through the medium that is talk radio, because it is redundant, or at least when Dom does it, it is.
Nice.
It's redundant. We're guilty. We revisit the same themes over and over again because they don't go away. Abortion never went away. Until now, right? Now it's a lost right. And now the house is on fire. And you got nothing but Dems walking around with buckets of gasoline. So I hope they get fire in their belly. I tell you what, if you're looking for a fighter at the last or the only U.S. senatorial debate, and your front and center issue is Roe v. Wade, I think Godlewski certainly came out with fire in her belly, and B, I think Mandela, through the ads he's running, his mom's decision to apparently abort a child that was not developing properly during the pregnancy term. I mean, that is a very personal story that certainly sets it home. I don't know. I think both those candidates really kind of leap out front and center on this topic.
844-967-2789. You know, it's a midterm, right? And midterm voting is crucial, and a lot of people stay on the sidelines. Now, in 2018, the state of Wisconsin had record turnout, but it still was not great turnout.
Well, that's because everybody wanted to defeat Scott Walker and reelect Tammy Baldwin, and she crushed your girl, Aaliyah Nurse Ratched, Leah Buchmer. I mean, Tammy Baldwin is the shining star in the state of Wisconsin. I expect as we turn from summer to fall, we'll see a lot more of Tammy Baldwin out on the campaign trail for a guy like Tony Evers, the Democratic governor of the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, I don't know that a press conference is enough. Now, I believe in long form interview format. You know, we would give Tony, hell man, Tony, give us a call. 844-967-2789. You want to talk about agenda? You want to talk about obstruction? You want to talk about the legislative leadership, the contemptuous Robin Voss, and that's by the court's definition.
by many judges' definition.
Well, you know, we got time for you. Join us. But in the meantime, until Tony calls, we'll take your calls. Like you, Jack from Merrimack. Welcome back, Jack. What do you got?
Hey, Jack.
Boy, I got two very, very difficult acts to follow. John has a really good point, and that is, we don't have an extremely strong, charismatic, vibrant leader. We need somebody in this state like AOC or somebody like Martin Luther King nationally. And I know because I was alive and voting when King was leading the civil rights.
Can Mandela be that guy, Jack? Can Mandela Barnes? And I am starting to grow in my confidence. When Mandela parted ways from the governor, and I'm thinking, oh no, Tony's got a problem. Mandela Barnes, remember when they were like age averaging on the campaign trail? I mean, there was some clever stuff going on, but I thought the governor is in trouble. Mandela was part of his ticket. And the only way that that's not a problem is if Mandela wins the primary and is the U.S. senatorial candidate, because Mandela certainly has personal charisma. He lifted that ticket, to my opinion, one guy's opinion, but African-American voters, young voters, Mandela is quite charismatic to all voters, I think. Well, Jack, do you think he is that transitional sort of candidate, at least on the Wisconsin level? I mean, Barack Obama won a lot of counties outstate. It's not a race issue. It's a does he have it issue. Is he, you know, the Democrats' chosen one, Jack? Can he be that leader?
I think potentially Mandela can be. I was lucky enough to be able to speak with him at a rally recently, and he's definitely got my vote, and I think he also has the potential. I heard him speak there. He has the potential for that kind of charisma. It's got to be recognized in, I think, more than just the Milwaukee and Madison areas. But I think once he gets the nomination, that'll happen. But
Barnes to Barnes, Jack. The man's been traveling around the state, and I'm not saying he's the only compelling candidate, but I think he plays outstate. And I think Mandela would be a hell of a torchbearer for the Democratic Party, but that's up to you, the voters. You know, we're just here to talk about it. Come back, more Devils. 844-967-2789.
I think the criticism will be dissipated as we move forward.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off.
All you mother f- are gonna pay.
Holy mackerel, folks. Let's get to work.